What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Welcome into the Rockies Insider. I'm your Rockies Insider, Patrick Lyons, wishing you happy opening day, a religious holiday for all of us. I imagine for everyone listening to the Rockies Insider. So happy opening day to you, to everyone except, I guess, Tyro Estrada. And I only say that in jest because he did opt out of his deal that he had with the Baltimore Orioles as he was not a part of the opening day roster. So sorry for Tyro Estrada. But let's get to the topic of today. Extension season is upon us. You've been hearing other teams making their big announcements, locking up young players to long-term deals. Who could that be for the Rockies? I've got one that makes sense for a few reasons, but it might just be a little bit too aggressive for the Colorado Rockies. The big news that came down a couple of days ago on Tuesday was Pete Crow Armstrong and his six-year, $115 million deal. There's some escalators that can bring it up another $18 million. I found it interesting that there are actually no options here for him. So it's just a straight six-year deal. It buys out 4 years of arbitration. And I phrased it that way because it's instead of going through arbitration every year, and not knowing how high his salary could get, now they know. It's cost assurance for Pete Crow Armstrong, who did turn 24 on Wednesday. So it's 4 years of his arbitration and then 2 years of what would have been his free agency. So his final year under this deal with the Cubs is 2032, I believe. He'll wrap up his age 29 season. So he'll still be able to go out into free agency at 30 years old after having a $100+ million deal under his belt. That's a nice job by his agency for sure. We heard over the weekend, the Phillies locked up Christopher Sanchez to an extension, which they had already signed him to an extension. So now he's under club control until 2033. They tack on another $60 million to do that. Or I should say through 2032, there's also a club option for 2033. Connor Griffin, the top prospect in all of Major League Baseball across the board from everyone. The Pittsburgh Pirates said, hey, let's do an extension. He said, no, thank you. And the Pirates said, cool. Enjoy Indianapolis because you're not going to be on the big league roster, which doesn't send the best message whatsoever if you're trying to go and win more games, and it's something that a lot of people in Pittsburgh are excited about with some of the offseason moves that they made. I don't think they have the pieces, even with Paul Skeens as the ace of their staff, making everybody else better. I still think they're the favorite to finish fifth in the NL Central. But I could see somebody else just really the wheels falling off and taking that bottom spot, and maybe the Pirates are fourth. They still just don't have it, even despite bringing in Brandon Lau, Marcelo Zuna, Ryan O'Hearn, it's just not enough. So Connor Griffin says, no, thank you. And look, these extensions, while flashy and exciting and For some players, I think it makes sense. And for teams like Pete Crow Armstrong, already an all-star. Now, he did fall off in the second half pretty badly. But you saw him be an all-star, and you feel pretty good that he'll be able to replicate that. He'll be fine. Yeah, you'll pay him, and you're going to pay him a lot because you already saw him be an all-star. Christopher Sanchez, same thing, one of the best pitchers in the game. Still, I think, pretty underrated. You saw how great he's been, so you're going to have to shell out some big money. But there are other players that either before they make their debut or shortly after they make their major league debut and have very minimal service time, their teams will lock them up to a long-term deal. And because you do it so early on, it doesn't end up costing you quite as much. Boston did this several times the last couple of years, most recently with Christian Campbell, who signed an 8-year, $60 million guarantee as he was looking like maybe the next Mookie Betts kind of player, where he can play some infield, he can play some outfield, just a guy that they can rely upon, and yet did not win a spot on the big league roster this spring. And he was optioned to AAA. So while Connor Griffin is going to Indianapolis, you've got Christian Campbell going to Worcester, Massachusetts, because he didn't make the team. Now, he's already got his guaranteed money, so it's a different situation than someone like a Connor Griffin. But still, this is guaranteed money now they're paying to this player that if it doesn't end up working out, they have to pay him, period. Look at the situation with Brendan Rodgers, where he was a guy that a lot of people anticipated being around for a while. And if you would have signed him to some kind of extension, that even if it just bought out one extra year of free agency, you would have overspent, because we saw the Rockies balk at a very low asking price for a second baseman that had been with them since 2015, and they non-tendered him at the start of last season. And so this is a guy that didn't even get to reach free agency naturally, and then still with the injury issues that he's been having, you would have paid him guaranteed money for two more years because you wanted to save money those first few years. So it just doesn't always work out. Evan White is a player who, just before the pandemic, I think this was 2019, signed a $24 million deal guaranteed with the Mariners. Mariners didn't even give him that guaranteed money, but they thought, hey, this guy's going to be pretty darn good. Let's give him $24 million now versus him being an all-star right away, maybe being like a Nick Kurtz. Of course, this is before Nick Kurtz. He was still in high school at that point. But shoot, he's going to be expensive in arbitration. So you know what? Let's get ahead of that and give him guaranteed money now. And where's Evan White now? I actually don't know because he's 29 years old. He hasn't been in the majors since 2021. It was with the Mariners. And he only has 84 games in the majors. That's still a career I'd kill for, but it's one in which that little bit of money, that little bit of investment to save more money on the back end for the Mariners did not work out. And they spent $24 million and got nothing for it. How about someone like Eloy Jimenez from the White Sox? He got a 6-year, $43 million deal. That looked great at the time. But then in 2024, they paid the Orioles $13 million to take him off their hands. He played Mexico last year, was not particularly good. Dude's still only 29 years old. I think didn't he just make the Blue Jays opening day roster as a non-roster invite? He might have. But that was money that the White Sox, they thought they were probably saving $13 million. And by the time they got to the final year of that extension, they had to eat $13 million. So is it a better idea to just go year to year with these players? I think in most cases, yes. Scott Kingery, another example. Phillies gave him $24 million. He's played 326 games with the Phils, and he's gone. Not a good investment. Jonathan Singleton, one of the first back in 2014. Evan Longoria in 2008 was really one of the first, but still there wasn't a ton even before that. But Jonathan Singleton got 5 years, $10 million, back when $10 million is probably what $20 million is today. But it was before his debut. And it's been a redemption story for him because was kind of out of baseball for a little bit with some marijuana issues. Now that's not an issue according to Major League Baseball. Ended up coming back to the Astros, so left the org, and has been in the majors for bits and pieces of varying lengths of time the last three seasons with Houston. So good for him for coming back. But Did the Astros get $10 million worth of their money? No, of course not. Now, it seemed like that would have been the worst at the time. And when it went down, yeah, that was the worst. However, along came Wander Franco. And this is not anything about the player's talent or the player's health. You could argue his mental health was the issue. But the Tampa Bay Rays gave him an 11-year, $182 million extension, knowing full well that he was not going to finish with the Rays in 11 years. But hey, let's sign him now. And when he becomes a super duper star, he's going to be getting paid peanuts. Then we'll trade him and really get a ton of value of prospects. And we can continue this cycle that the Rays do. And it's really smart. And it usually works, except this time, Wander Franco got in the way of Wander Franco, and he's never going to play Major League Baseball again. And he's still only 25 years old. So the question remains, like at the top of the pod, who should the Rockies give it an extension to? Who might they give an extension to? If anyone at all? And the first two names are the names that I was discussing this time last year. A lot of people have been discussing Brenton Doyle and Hunter Goodman. In fact, I take that back. Hunter Goodman's name was not in this conversation last year because he hadn't done anything yet. He had shown flashes, but he wasn't an everyday player yet at that point. And if you don't know a player is going to be an everyday player, then you don't need to lock him up to guaranteed money. That's what it's really about. You can speculate all you want about a guy going to free agency and how much money they might make. They have to get to free agency first. They have to be worth it. There has to be other teams that say, we want this guy. This is an important piece. And we'll pay a premium dollar for this guy to be in our lineup 5 out of every 6 days. He's a starter. Hunter Goodman was not yet a starter. And I don't think the Rockies truly believed he was going to be. Some people did. Some people didn't. Okay, let him go play. Let him go prove himself. And he did. That's great. But you don't need to force any conversations about extension. So Hunter Goodman really last year was not in this conversation. Brenton Doyle was. And after a year where unfortunately off the field stuff that was out of his control, his family's control, struck and it really threw him for a loop. But you still saw those flashes for 2 months there in July and August. So you know he can get back there. The issue with Brenton Doyle is the same as it was this time last year, is that he's a little bit older. You know, he didn't make his debut until he was nearly 25 years old. And in that first season, his age 25 season, he didn't hit. It was all defense. So now at 27, and he'll play it in what we consider his age 27 season. Yes, he still has 4 more seasons of club control. So this and 3 more. At that point, we're looking at, what, a 30, 31-year-old player? You are you sure that he is still going to be viable after that? If you're not sure, that's okay. I'm sure Brenton Doyle thinks he's very sure, and he should be. He should be that confident. And I could see that with his build, with his makeup physically and mentally. Sure, he'll play for a while, just like someone like Kevin Kiermaier played. Even if the bat dips, his defense won't really miss too much of a step. But if you don't know for a fact that this guy is still going to be above average in now 5 years, 6 years, when now he's in his early 30s, there's no point in extending him. The same is true for Hunter Goodman, not because of his age, because Hunter Goodman is only 26 years old, so he'll play this entire season as a 26-year-old. Which is how old Brenton Doyle was when he finally broke out. Difference is, Goodman, will, if he's really good this year, will have 2 consecutive seasons of being really good and above average. The question becomes, are you paying him like a 31 homer and 91 RBI slugging DH? Or are you paying him as a nearly 3,100 catcher? Because a 3,100 catcher is going to make a lot more money than a DH. Can he stay behind the plate? And if you're Hunter Goodman, you have confidence in yourself, and you might even say, hey, let's split the difference. Pay me somewhere in the middle because it's guaranteed money. But if you're the Rockies, you're like, well, we're trying to save money. And so if you're going to be a DH going forward, And this season will be very telling of that with his second year behind the dish as a full-time catcher. That if you're going to be a DH, well, we don't want to be paying you pseudo-catching money. We just don't. So that doesn't seem to be a fit for either of those two guys. How about a second extension? Yeah. How about a second extension for Ezekiel Tovar? I just mentioned how Christian Sanchez got one. You don't have to rush something like that, as Ezekiel Tovar is locked up through his age 29 season. He's guaranteed through his age 28, but his age 29 season in 2031 is a team option for $23 million. And as young as he's been, you can't really prognosticate in 7 years from now, because he's still under contract for six more years. His concerns last year maybe make you worried a little bit. Do you worry about 2022, the year he finally made his debut when he had the groin strain and he ended up missing a month? He would have debuted a lot sooner that season. So maybe that'll be it. Maybe he doesn't have any more of those injury concerns. But it's a lot of money that you're guaranteeing to a player. The Rockies did eventually do this with Todd Helton, giving him a second extension. That worked out pretty nicely. I think Troy Tulowitzki also got a second extension as well. But do you need to do that right now? Probably not. Probably next season, I think maybe it makes a little bit more sense if he can show that he's healthy, which he is. But if you really want to guarantee some money and say, hey, no, this guy is going to be a leader on our next postseason club, whether that's 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, or more, then okay, go ahead and lock him up. But it seems a little unnecessary when we're not talking about a future Hall of Famer in the same way that we thought we were with Troy Tulowitzki and we knew we were with Todd Helton. That brings up Chase Dolander as the next guy to extend. And it's very much a similar conversation to Hunter Goodman, where what are you getting with this player? Is Goodman a catcher or is he a DH? Because those two things are worth different values. And for Chase Dolander, are you giving him guaranteed money to be a rotational stalwart like Freeland and Senzatella and Marquez were? And they're fairly compensated, not cheap, but also, hey, you go out there in a free agent market, maybe you can make a little bit more money. I think everyone might have been surprised at the time how much money John Gray got because of how not dominant John Gray was all of the time in Colorado. He had those flashes, but Colorado can beat a guy down. I mean, Carlos Estevez was another one of those players that when it was time for him to reach free agency, people were surprised how much other teams valued him still to this day and how good he's been. Tyler Anderson has been another one of those guys still kicking around. So these players, unfortunately, when you pitch at Coors Field, your numbers get masked. Your success gets masked. So are you paying Chase Dolander for what he would be on the open market? Or are you paying him for that stalwart in your rotation? Or do you have to pay him as the guy who's going to be the next ace of this team? And a guy that, who he would think, and he should, you know what, I'm going to have a couple seasons like Kyle Freeland did in 2018. I'm going to have a couple seasons like Kyle Freeland did in 2018. Where I'm in the Cy Young conversation and I get votes.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you need something quick and convenient like my family does, my ultimate high-protein dinner hack is grabbing pre-marinated steak tips and making them extra crispy and charred in the air fryer while the inside stays juicy and medium rare. I can't say enough about the convenience of Omaha Steaks. Thanks to them, I always have the highest quality proteins on hand. Enjoy exceptional flavor in the convenience of Omaha Steaks during their spring savings event. Omaha Steaks is your weeknight win. And right now, you can get the world's best everyday protein during their spring savings event. Go to omahasteaks.com for an extra $35 off when you use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to shop their spring savings event and use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All of those are different prices and different values. And do you really need to force an extension with a young pitcher that's still just 24 years old, that you signed three free agent starting pitchers to take his spot in the rotation? That says a lot about where you think he's at right now. It doesn't speak about where you think he's going to be. But all of that, all of those hypotheticals can be hard to put a value on. That's where it becomes tricky, is what's the actual value? Do you split the difference? Chase may not want to. Chase may be counting the days until he can get into free agency and start to make money and be in a place that's a little more stable than Denver, than at 5280. And the Rockies might say, you need to go out and prove it. So we're not going to pay you. We're not going to split a difference as a guy who's an ace or a guy who's a rotational stalwart and consistent player. You shouldn't pay for that. So that becomes hard to have him get an extension. And that leaves one other player that I could see the Rockies kicking the tires on, but yet I still don't see it happening. There are more factors in favor of an extension, but I'm just not sure. Charlie Condon. Now, Charlie Condon does have the same agent as Chase Dolander, and that agent is not Scott Boras. There is that. Force Martin of Vayner Sports. Gary Vaynerchuk, if you've seen his videos, he is great, very likable. Although he's probably so likable to this point that probably some people hate him, but he's got his hands in everything. I mean, it seems like every prediction he makes pays off, but Charlie Condon doesn't have Scott Boras as his agent, so you could get an extension with him. Ethan Holliday, when that time comes, that's not going to happen. Scott Boras is his agent. Not going to happen. But Charlie Condon, I think after this spring, you saw what he was able to do, and you felt a lot more confident that, yeah, this guy's going to be all right. There maybe were some concerns with his swing. You know, the power didn't show up in 2024, that brief little cup of coffee he had at High Spokane. And then with the wrist fracture at the beginning of last season, power didn't come all the way back. The doubles power was there, sure. The potential is there, absolutely. But is it going to come back all the way? And are you thinking about him as a first baseman, or is it more as a corner outfielder? Because corner outfielders can get paid a lot better than first baseman if you are above average. If you're a superstar, you're going to get paid no matter where you're at. But if you're just above average at first base, look at CJ Krohn. Look at the numbers he put up in Colorado and consider how, A, he was a minor league free agent signing by Jeff Breidich, his last major move. It wasn't major at the time, but it turned out to be major. And even the extension that he ended up signing at the end there with the Rockies was not a ton. It was, what, 2 years for $15 million, or just under $15 million, $14.5 million? That was it. So you can be above average, but it's not going to pay you as a first baseman. A corner outfielder, though, that's a different story. So I don't see a extension or again, some kind of guaranteed deal for Charlie Condon before he debuts. But could it be something like Evan Longoria, who after 24 days of service time, they said, we've got our guy. And guess what? They were right. The Rays went to the World Series that year in 2008. That was the first. That was the start. That was like their rebirth of, hey, we're doing things differently around here. We're not a joke of an organization. They've been a premier baseball club in terms of their front office and the things that they've been able to do. You might not be able to name a single one of their players, but that speaks to their level of success. They don't spend money on players, and yet they get the performance. So 2008, Evan Longoria, less than a month in the majors, 6 years, $17.5 million. Later received a $100 million extension. So I could see after his debut, something like that possibly happening. That would definitely curry favor with the fan base. Last year, we saw the A's do it with Samuel Basayo, their young catcher, 8 years, $67 million. Roman Anthony looks like a stroke of genius for 8 years, $130 million after everything he's been able to do, both last season during the regular season and during the World Baseball Classic. Cole Keith got $29 million for 6 years in 2024 with a ton of club options. How about Jack Centurio, 8 years, $82 million at the start of 2023. Corbin Carroll, 8 years, $111 million. That's a lot of money, but how much would he be making as he gets towards the end of arbitration? 20, 25, $30 million, like Juan Soto we saw make in his final year of arbitration. And then you're also buying out some of his free agent years. That's a bargain. 2020, Luis Robert Jr., 6 years, $50 million. Probably didn't work out entirely as the White Sox would have liked, but I think even when it doesn't go great, it's still pretty good. And the White Sox were able to trade him to the Mets, bring something back. That worked out. Salvador Perez, his extension has worked out. Michael Harris II, that's been good. Julio Rodriguez, Ronald Acuna Jr., anyone? These deals can definitely work out for teams. Those smaller, cutesy ones, like the Evan White, like the Jonathan Singleton, Scott Kingery, you know, not as much. Eloy Jimenez, it didn't work out. So you're taking some risk by doing that. But the Rockies may feel that, you know what, this is a risk that is going to pay off in fan currency. And we need a little of that right now. And with nobody else that they're going to be paying this money to, when you look at the roster and the free agents that are coming off the books that they just signed, they got to spend money somewhere. And they've always been good about spending money on their own players. They've always been good with that. I think they're going to continue. I think they're going to look outside the market a little bit more. We saw Paul DePodesta do that and do it successfully. So that's going to be a factor in a really good way. But spending it on their own people, Charlie Condon, after a week in the majors, do we get an extension? We'll see. At Patrick D. Lyons, on X at Patrick D. Lyons, MLB. Don't forget those last three after Patrick D. Lyons, MLB. Blue Sky and TikTok, Rockies Insider channel over on YouTube. Appreciate all the support and momentum. But as you know, momentum is only as good as my next show on the Rockies opening day on Friday. Enjoy all the games today on Thursday. And hopefully you were smart enough to plant the seeds that you had a cold and a sore throat and a headache on late Tuesday around 5 o'clock or on Wednesday at some point, maybe even went home early on Wednesday to plant the seed so you didn't actually have to go into work on Thursday. Smooth, smooth. Appreciate your support. But as you know, momentum is only as good as my next show. So of course, I'll talk to you then.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.